Only one in five publicly listed Australian companies recognises that boards have the primary responsibility to prevent and respond to sexual harassment, according to research by the Australian Human Rights Commission, which means four in five don't. And the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, who led the study, says she was surprised by that. Research was commissioned by the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors. Kate Jenkins, who's clearly battling a croaky throat, joined me earlier. Kate Jenkins, the key finding that four out of five companies don't think boards have the primary responsibility for this, how disappointing is that?
I was really surprised with that finding, but what we found in doing the research was the ASX 200 companies were very willing and keen to participate. They wanted to learn how to do better. They wanted to know what other organisations were doing. So I'm hopeful that our report will encourage a change in that position. And our key recommendation is that boards should take primary responsibility and accountability for ensuring companies have a governance framework to prevent and respond to sexual harassment.
40% of ASX 200 companies didn't take part in this study, and only 19% of those that did reported that directors undertake training in good governance and harassment. 43% say it's not a regular discussion at board level. In the Me Too era, what do those findings say to you about corporate Australia?
Those findings say that it's time for boards to take this issue more seriously. Again, that research was done in earlier this year, and it was really clear in the interviews I did with companies that the Me Too conversations, our report Respect at Work, of the reporting about AMP and the reporting about Parliament has got lots more boards reactively but actively talking about sexual harassment. And our recommendation was that that shouldn't be a reactive agenda item. It should be a regular agenda item. So again, I feel like change is afoot and that this will change.
A survey participant seemed to despairingly ask you, if this was another safety issue, would companies take this long to respond to it? So many studies show that acting on sexual harassment results in improved productivity and profits, also by addressing gender issues and inequality. Why aren't those positive benefits cutting through?
I think at the moment the conversation in corporate Australia and in our community is really highlighting that those benefits are important and our community won't tolerate ignoring that. What we found was that boards were happily really prioritising gender equality. So 62% said they had board targets to improve the numbers of women on board, and 94% they had policies in place across the organisation. We did hear that where you had someone on the board or at the executive who was actively interested and more informed about sexual harassment, the governance was better. That sometime involved the women. It also involved, for example, CEOs that were involved in the Champions of Change Coalition. So there is a change in the expertise as well as the interest in this issue. And I think going forward, our organisations need to be more productive. We're in a recovery time from COVID. So knowing that you're getting the best from all your staff is very important, and that's a board issue.
Now, you're also conducting a review into federal parliament. How many submissions have you received so far?
We've had a great response to that inquiry. We'll provide an update in July on the response. We've had a number of people have registered for interviews. We've started those interviews and also provided submissions. So we've been really heartened. The conversations we've had, which are strictly confidential, have been really open and frank, and we are really seeking anyone who's worked in or with Parliament, Federal Parliament, including electoral offices and around it, to contact us to make a time to contribute.
Has anything shocked you or prompted you to counsel people to go to police?
The conversations have been very honest, and our process includes referrals for support as people need them. I'm not in a position to say whether I've been shocked or not at this point. We are very much at the listening stage, but people are well informed about their options.
Kate Jenkins, thank you very much for talking to AM.
Thank you.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins, and we hope she gets rid of that croaky throat soon.